Why would you advance her thousands of dollars in inventory?
Because I trusted her.
This clothing seller lost her shirt.
This is about you owing her money.
But I'm the one that's out doing all the work. I'm going from city to city.
Just a sec. It doesn't matter.
Is her defense hanging by a thread?
He called me threatening me. She shows up at my workout studio. I don't owe anything.
I don't really care about your excuses.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Cindy Gilmore is suing her former business partner, Chanel McDaniel, for the value of her pants inventory.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 246 on the calendar in the matter of Gilmore versus McDaniel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Gilmore, you are a small manufacturer, and you make a special kind of pant that Ms. McDaniel was interested in selling.
Correct.
The arrangement was that you would make the pants, give them to her on consignment, and as she sold them, she would pay you.
Correct.
How much were you charging her for each pair of pants?
For the adult, I was charging her 20, and for the kids, the three smaller sizes was 15, and the larger child size was 18.
And when did you start making the pants for her?
Basically, I actually import them and manufacture them from Thailand, and then I would bring them in, and then I started working.
So you don't make them?
I don't make them.
Okay. So you brought them in. When did you start to do business with her?
In August 2016. I met her at a farmer's market.
Okay. I don't care.
Okay.
You met her?
Yeah, she met me at the farmer's market, and she approached me with the pants.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Okay.
This is about you owing her money.
Yes.
Because you had a certain amount of inventory of hers that you didn't return to her, that you either sold or kept, and you didn't give her the money. That's what the case is about.
Yes.
So I don't care when you met. I don't care whether you had coffee or a latte. It is meaningless to me.
Exactly.
I know I'm getting old. Do you understand? So in August 2016, you started to do business together. And she gave her pants. She would pay you. And then your rent went up. She doesn't care about your rent going up. She doesn't care about your financial woes. She doesn't care about anything else. You took a certain amount of pants, and you didn't pay her for them.
Yeah, my rent, not even going up.
Listen to me. I don't care what your money troubles are. You acknowledge that you took a certain amount of pants that you didn't pay her.
But I'm the one that's out doing all the work. I'm going from city to city.
Just a second. It doesn't matter. That was the business arrangement you have. She sold you pants. As you sold them, for whatever you sold them for, she got her money. 20 for adult, 15 for kids, and 18 for big kids.
But that's she was selling them to me, give me prices as a retail store, as M. Frederick's. I am not a corporate store.
Listen to me.
At all.
Then say adios, arrivederci. I don't want your product.
Well, I talked to her about that, but she knew I was moving more she knew I was moving more product than the stores were moving, Judge Judy. And she kept pushing more pants on me more and more.
Ms. McDaniel, you know how you're coming back to me. That suggests to me you're not a shrinking violet, which means that you shouldn't have taken property, sold it, and didn't pay for it, which is what we're here for. So I don't really care about your excuses. I was doing all the work. She was selling it for more money someplace else.
Well, you know, I do care when it comes to my health, because I end up
Just a second. Yeah. I don't care about your health.
Okay.
Not that I wish you ill.
I mean, no, but seriously,
listen to me. Not that I wish you
ill. I'm serious.
You ate the steak. You bought the product. You didn't pay for it. You have to pay for it. She doesn't care, nor do the courts, that you have a headache, a footache, that your rent went up, that you were running around trying to sell it and make a few bucks. Courts don't care about that. They care about you bought a product that you didn't pay for. Now, you returned some product because she had given you more product.
Because she, if I owed her any product, why would she keep giving me more and more product?
You acknowledge here in your answer that you owe her money.
No.
Yeah, okay. How much inventory did she take from you that she didn't pay for?
And I don't owe her anything.
And I'm not counting the pants that you say she returned by throwing them on your lawn, which your husband picked up. I'm not counting
No, because her cousin called me threatening me over the phone, so I was afraid to even go back into her house. He called me threatening me. She shows up at my workout studio.
She greedy.
Yeah.
That's all. It wasn't no agreement.
Would you put her out?
Yeah, kick me out.
Be quiet, Erica. Be quiet. Be quiet.
That's all. This world about is greed. She got greedy.
Be quiet.
My sister was doing everything for this lady because she felt sorry for her.
Okay. When did you make a first shipment to her that she did not pay you for?
The first time I probably gave her pants where we had a balance owed, because sometimes what would happen is she would...
Shh. The first time I gave her pants when there was a balance owed was when?
June 2nd.
Of this year?
Of this year.
And what was the balance owed at that time?
Could I ask my husband to come up and help me with this? He does all my numbers. I get really frazzled with numbers,
May
if
I?
You don't mind.
Listen,
if it's okay.
This is not
June
a comedy club.
By the end of June, she owed me a balance that she had on consignment. It was $4,112, what she had on consignment.
No.
She said owed.
No. That's not what I asked you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What I asked you was, when for the first time did you give her inventory at a time when she owed you money?
Gotcha. That would be on, I'm finding it, July 10th, I gave her more pants.
Of what year?
2017.
And
she,
so it wasn't
at that
June?
Time, she owed...
Shh. We're going to do this my way.
Yes.
Because these are the worst kind of cases. They are more boring to me than the people who have to watch them. So it wasn't June 2nd. It was in July that you made the first delivery of merchandise to her when she had a balance.
Incorrect. It was June 2nd, 2017 is when she got more pants and had a balance.
And on June 2nd, what was the balance?
916.
Well, so now my question to you is, you're in business. She owed you $916 on the 2nd of June. Why did you give her any more inventory?
Because I trusted that she would continue to pay. That was my choice. And I also felt that by her having the inventory for the amount that she sold them would give me a better...
So you wanted me to sell
more. I don't want you to answer her.
Okay.
And she also had shows coming up, so she would come to me and say, hey,
I have a big
show. May I have some more pants?
If she had a balance,
correct,
which means that she sold the inventory and didn't give you the money.
Correct.
So why would you advance her other thousands of dollars in inventory? Mm-hmm.
Because I trusted her. No, bottom line,
no.
I trusted her that she would pay me.
No. So now, on June 2, 2016,
yes,
$916. Now you say she owes you $2,771. That's what you're suing her for.
Correct.
$2,771, which means that if the last statement, which you sort of glossed over, and so did I, that she owed you $4,000 at some point was true, that means she paid you some money.
Correct.
When did she pay you money?
She paid me money on June 2nd. She paid
Just a second.
Okay.
So on June 2nd, she paid you how much?
She paid me $600.
Now, after she paid you the $600, did that leave a balance of $916?
Correct.
Okay, so she paid you $600 on June 2nd, leaving a balance of $916. And how much in inventory did you give her on June 2nd?
In the month of June.
No, on June 2nd.
June 2nd, okay.
She made a $600 payment, and she made a $600 payment because she wanted more inventory. So how much inventory did you give her?
It was about 257 pairs of pants.
257. May I see that, please?
I can give you all that. I think that should be it on there.
Did she return any of those 257 pairs of pants to you?
She returned some of them, yes.
How many did she return?
Well, the way I did it is I did it all for June, and then I did what she returned in July, so I have what she owed from June to when she dropped them off on August
7th. I'm not an accountant. The two of you can go outside and figure it out. We'll see you after lunch.
Parties are excused. This case will be recalled.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm dealing with this. It's going to be over.
Okay.
Because if you keep giving her merchandise and she doesn't pay you for it, I'm not dealing with it. I asked
you... She kept trying to get...
No. Tension.
And later today...
There were quite a few times he did try to tip me, and I said, no, this is part of the agreement, and he said I needed it more than he did. He was constantly trying to show his money off to all of us.
You're supposed to say thank you, not make excuses.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
In a case recall from earlier today, Cindy Gilmore says, former business partner Chanel McDaniel owes for the value of her pants inventory.
Come to order. Judge, this is a recall of case number 246 in the matter of Gilmore versus McDaniel. Parties are reminded you're still under oath. Yes.
All right, have you folks come up with the accounting on this?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Ms. McDaniel?
Yeah, I counted.
How many pairs of pants did you take and not pay for?
I have what she took.
Go ahead.
So from the June 2nd to July 10th.
I said how many pairs of pants?
349 pairs of pants.
Okay, and you have that broken down into adults, kids, and big kids?
Correct.
Is that the correct number?
No.
What is the correct number?
It was like 95 pair. That's what I got. It wasn't 300-something pair, because that wouldn't add up to, for $20 a piece, that wouldn't add up to that amount.
Judge, from the 349 pairs of pants, she did make payments throughout June and July. That was a total of $2,416.
I get $1,000.
And then she...
I get $1,000.
You get $1,000 at...
Yeah. Correct. She said she didn't pay for 95 pairs of pants. At $20 a pair is $1,000.
Okay,
That's actually not an accurate statement. I'm John Gilmore. I'm her husband.
$1,900.
$1,900? Okay.
$1,900.
Well, she said I owed, which, like I said, I don't owe anything, okay, from everything that we talked about. And she, even after that, she kept still trying.
No, I'm asking. Listen to me. I'm dealing with this.
Okay.
It's going to be over.
Okay.
Listen to me. Because if you keep giving her merchandise and she doesn't pay you for it, I'm not dealing with it.
Yes.
I asked you.
And she kept trying to get...
No. Attention.
Okay.
I asked you how many pairs of pants that you took that you didn't pay for. You said 95 pair altogether. Mm-hmm. 95 pair times 20 is $1,900. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But the balance...
Just a second. That's what you said.
That's
you
what I'm
took.
Averaging now. No,
not averaging.
Okay.
I asked you how many pairs of pants you... She said 349.
Yeah, that's way...
Well,
off.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Okay? But based upon what she's suing for, you said 95.
On the average.
Now, what are you backing...
No, I'm going by the total. This is their email. This is total balance owed, $1,685. And that's for everything. That's here on the email that I got from her.
May I see it?
Yes. So it couldn't even be 19. So it's not that many pair.
So let me see the...
Yeah, at the bottom. Hold on. It's in red.
Great.
Yes.
You have the email?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
At the bottom of total.
I liked it. What was totaled, that including...
Don't speak. Balance owed $715 to be paid in full by July 30th from pants you dropped off and left on my driveway on 8/7.
They go all the way down.
Total owed $1,685. Mm-hmm. Please let me know your intention for payment
exactly.
as soon as possible. Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
I only have one question for you.
Yes.
The question is, after she left, according to your email to her,
yes.
after she left pants on my driveway on August 7th of 2017, did you give her any more pants?
No.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,685. We're done. Thank you.
Please are excused. You may step out.
I don't think I agree with that.
I'm really pleased with the decision.
She was charging me the same price as I was a corporate store. I'm an outside vendor.
And I gave her the deal of giving her wholesale on consignment, where my stores do wholesale, but they pay me in full up front.
I won't even go into business. This is my first time and my last time.
These are the pants.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hagen versus Smith. Step forward.
Thomas Hagen is suing his former friend, Melissa Smith, for an unpaid loan.
Ms. Hagen, I'm going to start with you. First of all, you picked the wrong profession, because if you have a problem with drinking, you shouldn't be a bar manager.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Taking your scenario is, it was a loan and I was supposed to pay him back in tips, and then I stopped working. Doesn't that sound ridiculous to you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Thomas Hagen says he loaned money to bartender Melissa Smith, and she has yet to pay him back.
Now, what I'm getting from this complaint is that the plaintiff was a frequent patron of a bar that you managed, correct?
Yes.
And you got to be sort of friendly. And then you got at least one DUI. I say at least one. And you had to have installed in your car that mechanism that you have to breathe into or something before the car starts. And it won't start if you've had any alcohol. That's an expensive thing to install. How much was it?
It's about $300.
The plaintiff says that he thought it was much more than that, and he loaned you $2,000. Is that what she told you it was to put it in the car?
It was for legal expenses as far as fines, reinstatement fees, and...
So it wasn't just to put the ignition locking system...
No, to get her back on her feet legally. Like I said, you had to pay fines, legal costs, court costs.
So how much money did he give you?
$2,000.
And when did he give it to you?
The end of March, March 27th.
Of this year, so?
Yes.
And how were you supposed to pay him back?
The agreement was he was going to take it out of my tips. He was a very, very generous tipper, and he was in 3 to 4 times a week.
And who was keeping track of that?
That was all on him.
To keep track of how much he was supposed to tip you and take it off of the $2,000?
Yes.
Is that your agreement with her?
No, ma'am.
What was your agreement with her?
Was to get back on her fee, which we figured 2 months should be enough time to get with her license situation and then start a payment plan. It wasn't.
So you didn't have a payment plan. She needed some time.
It was a verbal agreement.
A verbal agreement for what is what I'm trying to figure out.
For the loan.
No. Mr. Hagan, either you have a written contract or you have a verbal contract. Either one has to have specifics.
Right.
So I want you to tell me what the specifics of the oral agreement were.
On days prior to receiving the check, we were setting my witness will testify to how and what it was supposed to be used for as far as the repayment.
I want also you have... to tell me, you gave her the money. I want you to tell me what the agreement was with regard to repayment.
I was supposed to get a repayment back in July. As through per a text message, I never received that.
Okay, so all the money was supposed to be paid back by July.
Yes.
And you say this was a loan, and it was supposed to be paid back in tips over a period of time, and he was supposed to keep track of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a second. So let's say it was the end of March. So let's say in April. How many times did he come into the bar in April?
I would say at least 15 times a month.
Okay, now, prior to him giving you this money, what would be his average bar bill when he came in?
His average bar bill would be about $26.
Okay. And on a $26 bill, I want you to be very careful what you say to me. On a $26 bar bill, how much would he leave you in a tip? Generous tip would be $5. That's a generous tip. So what would his tip be if he was a generous tipper?
$7 to $9.
Let's say he tipped you $7, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And he came in how many times a week?
3 to 4.
Okay. Let's say he came in 3 times a week. I'm going to use your figure of 7. As opposed to my generous 5.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, say he came in 3 times a week. So he came in 12 times. That would be $84 in April.
Yes.
Now, in May, how many times did he come in?
Same amount.
Another $84.
Yes.
June.
That is when I left my job.
So you quit your job?
Yes.
Well, so far, at best, you've paid off $160 of this $2,000. How do you expect to pay back the rest?
I actually, in the month of May, there were quite a few times he did try to tip me, and I said, no, this is part of the agreement, and he said I needed it more than he did. He was constantly trying to show his money off to all of us.
I don't care. You're supposed to say thank you, not make excuses so far. He says she was supposed to pay me back by July. I'm taking your scenario. Your scenario is I was supposed to pay him back in tips. It was a loan, and I was supposed to pay him back in tips, and then I stopped working. Doesn't that sound ridiculous to you?
Yes.
Of course. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. We're done.
Thank you.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Did you also use your grandmother's credit card?
Yes.
You had to start seeing that she was charging all this stuff to you.
The reason I didn't see it because I had surgery on my eye.
Judge Judy.
Oh, it is what it is.
The judge made the right decision.
I did try to repay him multiple times.
I gave her every opportunity to make some sort of effort to pay in good faith.
I am thankful.
Hopefully, after all this is behind us, we can still be friends.